Hello, everybody. Welcome to Loose Lips with my girl, Georgie Porter, and myself, Sharon Carpenter.
Hello.
This is Little Extra Lippy. It's all about you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
And we're starting with listener letter number one.
I'm going to take this away for you. Don't you worry. Just like clearing plates on a table. Here you go. This is from Lisa. Hey girls, I recently found out my manager and the chef at work are having an affair. Most people already know, but our chef has a wife and children, whereas our manager is single. It's pretty common knowledge at work, but now it doesn't feel right to say anything because nobody else has yet. But I know I would want to know if my husband did this. What should I do? Lisa.
Everyone's having affairs at work, aren't they? I swear this is like the 10 billionth letter we've had about someone knowing that someone's having an affair at work. And I will give the same advice I always give. None of your business. Stay out of it. Unless there's something going on that is affecting your job and the end product or service that you guys are working on, then I say stay out of it. Mind your own beeswax. Tell me if this is the same for you, Georgie. I find that all the hot gossip is always in the hair and makeup room. The hair and makeup, the glam team, they always know what's going on with everybody. So I'll sit in there and I will certainly listen to the gossip. It's good to stay up on everything that's going on, right? Because it might affect what you're doing. And sometimes it's just fun to listen to. But I don't indulge. I won't offer my two cents. I'll just look shocked. I might laugh. But, you know, I want to make sure that no one's going back and say, oh, can you believe what Sharon said? Now I'm knee deep in the middle of somebody else's mess.
Like, I agree. I think when it's being told to you or whatever, you actually have to think, are you just spreading gossip, and now I don't want to spread it anymore, any further? I think sometimes it's got to kind of stop at a point, unless I really love them and I know them and it's like, oh my God, this is funny, or this is not harmful gossip, like harmless. Because also it's like children and a wife are involved here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they will find out. And I think it is also, I'm sure you're not in a room when there's things going on. So I'm sure you don't actually know what is happening.
Exactly what the situation is. Yeah,
because you're not. If they're kissing, are you in a room when they're kissing? Are you in a room when they're supposedly having sex? Probably not. So really, do you actually know? Is there actually your eyewitness situation?
And that's the thing. You just never know enough about it. And I think that getting involved in other people's relationships is never a good idea unless, now, if you were friends with the wife, that would be different. We can certainly look at somebody and say, oh, that guy is like a fuck boy, or, you know, we can make our assessments. But I think going back, actually getting involved and telling the significant other what's been happening when we aren't part of their lives like that. That is a big risk to take. Yeah.
Or even if, you know, the manager who is single, I would probably maybe even pull her aside and be like, you know, he's still married and you're probably not going to be with him if that's the case, if you're a secret, or, you know, if you think this is going anywhere? I'd absolutely think it's not. Like, I don't think he's going to leave his wife and kids right now if you're just an affair. And maybe say you should
stop. Then you get fired the next day.
Then you get fired and you have lost your job. You are right.
See, lawsuit and make millions of dollars.
There's too many crazy different levels here on this situation, isn't there? Like,
too many crazy levels. I remember there was one particular network I worked for, and I swear everyone was having affairs at that network. There was all kinds of sort of hookups and dating and affairs and all kinds of things going on. But I just stayed out of it. I mean, we've talked about this before, how everything that happens in the dark comes to light. It always does.
Yeah.
And how women are just really perceptive. And people in general can be perceptive about their significant other if they feel like something different is going on. Oh, well, the cologne you're wearing is different. What's up with that? You smell different. Your schedule's different. Why are you jumping in the shower every time you get home? You never used to do that before. You used to, you know, walk around the house stinky. Whatever it is, you know, what's that red lipstick? I'm away for a couple of days.
On your neck.
Exactly. smeared across your collar or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's going to come out, but I would just suggest staying out of it. If you really want to get involved, do so at your own risk. And good luck.
That's
all I can say.
So you just reminded me of a lipstick thing there. Sorry, just to quickly come about. I remember my detective ways once when I was seeing a guy and there was another toothbrush on the sink and I was like, what? Why is there a toothbrush there? And he was like, oh, it's from a gym bag, obviously, because like I put it and I thought, okay. And then I was like, why is it pink? And he was like, does it matter what color a toothbrush is? And I was like, oh, yep, silly of me. How silly of me. Then I was like, but why is the lipstick on it? And I'd never wear that. And then that's literally when the penny dropped of, okay, you have another girl's thing here. This is done.
Did he admit to it? Did he admit that? No. He still didn't admit. See, that's the worst of it. When they caught red-handed and they still won't admit it.
Yeah. I knew I had the intuition, I had the gut feeling. I just went, I'm not even sticking around to find out because I don't even care this much. I'm not about this. Yeah.
Good for you. That actually reminds me of a story. There was somebody I was seeing and I went over to his house and he would always have these white sheets. And I pulled up the cover, the comforter quilt, and there was red lipstick like smeared on the sheet. And so, of course, I call it to his attention because I didn't wear red lipstick. So I'm like, what's all this? And he said, oh, it's my son. You know, my son stayed there for a couple of days. It must have been him. I'm like, so now your son's wearing red lipstick. He was like, no, he must have had a girl over. But that was like a clear sign. I think I broke up with him the next day because I was just like, okay, yeah. And we weren't necessarily like boyfriend and girlfriend like that, but I just realized, okay, I might be taking this more seriously than he is at this point. And if your mind's not where I need it to be, then this isn't good for me.
What a waste of time. Yeah.
Waste of time. And we were really good friends after that. But, you know, I still remember the red lipstick disaster, if you will.
Smeared on the sheet. Smeared. You know exactly where her head's been.
Talking about must be my son. Like, yeah. Oh. Your son has his own bedroom. I know, gross.
What have we got next, Sharon? We've got our favorite bit.
Next we have our taboo topic, don't we?
Woo! Yeah.
Here's our taboo topic of the week. Okay, it's people queue jumping either alone or with their friends. Georgie, are you a queue jumper, a line jumper? Do you indulge? Do you get mad when other people do it? What's your perspective on this?
So when I was like, before I had a job on television, I literally would be the cheeky person to go to the front of a nightclub and be like, I'm on my own. Can I go in on my own? Please, I don't want to stand in this queue on my own. Because I'd go to nightclubs on my own. I'd go to bars on my own.
It
was just so fun and carefree and just be like, I'm going to meet my guys in there.
Yeah.
My friends in the club. So I'll go in. Because I thought, why am I queuing up on my own when all my friends are in there anyway? So I'm just going to go and sneak to the front.
Yeah.
And usually the bouncers would be like, yeah, go in. And I'd be like,
it usually works if you're solo.
Yeah. If now I'm on telly and people recognize me, if I went to the front of a queue, they'd be like, Who do you think you are? You think you're someone just because you are. And I'm like, oh, so I'd never, ever.
So you unless get in I've line got a queue now. Jump.
If I've got a queue jump, or if, you know, I've got a table that I go to, or they say that's where you go. Do you know what? If
yeah.
But I will queue. And yeah, like, we had to queue for a restaurant the other day, and my boyfriend was like, I hate queuing. I hate it. And I was like, it's fine. We can entertain ourselves. It's going to be fine. And I think he was spotting me, being like, oh, is she on Hollyoaks? Is that who I think it is?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was getting a bit freaked out, but I was like, we're still normal people. Like, we still have to queue. We can't just go to the front of Tampopo restaurant and go, excuse me, have you got a table for us too? Like, what can you do?
Well, you actually could have done it. But I think that's great that you didn't, because I think, you know, the fans are just going to love you more for the fact that you didn't. I have a bit of a different perspective. So when it comes to, I won't queue jump. I won't line jump when it comes to, you know, waiting in the post office, or, you know, I'm lining up for tickets for something. But when it comes to events... So a couple of things. One, I don't want to go to the event unless I'm taken care of. Like, I want to make sure when I get there, like, I'm taken care of at the door, so I can just go to the front. Because I won't line up when it comes to events and parties and those kinds of things. So either I have to be completely taken care of at the door where they're expecting me and, you know, ask for this person and then I'm good. Or I'm with a great friend who has the gift of gab that does all the talking. Because, you know, it's important oftentimes to have that friend, because you can't do it right. Oh, yeah, I'm Georgie Paul from Hollyoaks. Recognize me. Can I come in?
I used to be that friend. Yeah.
But you need the friend who can use your name and you know, finagle it at the door. The funny thing is, so let me tell you a quick story. So I was actually that friend the other day. So Giggs, the rapper, is a good friend of mine, and I've known him for years, and he was just in town. He was in New York. So I missed him the last time he was in town, but we ended up hanging out this time. And we were in Manhattan, and we went by this park, which is... it's been built on the water near Chelsea Piers, this area called Chelsea Piers. So we didn't know. We were just like, oh, that looks like a nice park. Let's just, you know, like I said, I'd driven by there before. He was like, oh, you know, let's just go over and check it out. So we walk over there, come to find out that you have to have a reservation. And they said the next opening isn't till 10 p.m. And it was about 4 p.m., right? And he had to go and I had to go. So Giggs is sort of standing behind me. He couldn't really hear what I was saying. So I'm like, oh, reservation. I said, even for a famous rapper? And the guy at the front said, how famous? I said, very famous. He's like, go ahead, show me. I said, here you go. And I like showed his Instagram, and I'm like, yeah, here he is with Jack Harlow, and here he is with so-and-so. I said, he's a big British rapper. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's him. He's like, come on in, guys.
We have so many season tables available.
Yeah.
You don't need reservations where you guys come from.
Yeah, this guy was like super happy. He was really nice as well. So, you know, I don't always pull that out, but oftentimes I'll have the friend that will sort of use me to get in, but I'm like, oh, you know, let me be the friend and use Giggs to get us in, and it worked.
It's a great thing. I mean, that is an awesome situation, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
Because otherwise we wouldn't have seen it. We wouldn't have been able to check it out, and I'm probably not going back over there in a long time, and he's going back to the UK. So, and it was a beautiful park as well. But
yeah.
So I won't line up when it, very, 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 very rarely will I line up when it comes to an event, unless I really, really, really have to. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to all the other stuff, I will.
All the other stuff.
Yeah, I'll stand my place in line, and I get upset when other people queue jump, and I might say something to them as well.
Oh, I do. I literally, I'm like, excuse me, we've been waiting here longer than you. It's usually the
exactly.
Same
line starts all the way back there.
Don't go there. But you know, there's another thing where it's like a casual everyday occurrence is when you're driving and three lanes go into one. And everyone will queue still in that lane all the way down. And then you see these cars that just come down, and I think, yeah, use all the lanes. Why is everyone getting angry at the fact that cars have just come up, the empty spaces of two lanes to cut in? Why didn't you guys think of that? Why aren't you doing that? Like, that to me is the most annoying thing, that nobody does that. So I literally do drive all the way to the front. And if there's no cars there, then you cut in. Doesn't that make sense?
To be honest, that is, yeah, that is an occasion as well. I'll encourage, because I'm not driving. I haven't driven in so long. I need to learn how to drive again. But I will encourage a driver to, when there's a long line, because when you're coming off the, I think when you're coming off the FDR in New York and about to get on the Brooklyn Bridge, there's always a long line.
And is there
and
empty?
So I'm like, nah, let's go in the other line, move to the front and then sneak in there. Someone's going to let us. In so that, sometimes I cheat a little bit,
that infuriates me that people get angry about it, and I think, well, you just do it, like, why are you getting angry about that?
It's different when you're in a car to when you're on foot.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Baffled, a brand new podcast bringing you some amazing facts that are complete nonsense.
Imagine the likes that would get on Instagram, you having a quick one up a lamppost on the moon. Incredible.
So you basically saying the reason the dinosaurs stopped living is because they all collectively made a decision to have no more children.
Oh, they're talking about, I think until 10 years ago, I still shared the bathwater that my parents were in.
You can find us wherever you got this podcast. Just search for Baffled Amazing Facts.
Hey guys, all right, so back with another listener letter. So this one is from Lucy. She says, hi girls, love the podcast. Now, maybe a bit personal, but I wanted your advice on some contraception. Oh, great. I'm at my parents' house. Thanks for that, Lucy. I've just stopped taking the pill because it's making my mood swing so badly. Would you recommend anything yourself? Well, that's interesting. A number of years ago, when I was taking it, I thought everything was fine and dandy.
You've gone so quiet in your parents' house whilst talking about contraception.
I know. You'd think I was about 15 years old, wouldn't you? Yeah. We're quite conservative about this kind of stuff. Well, I am. Really. I think I'm the most conservative one, to be honest. But anyway, so when a few years ago, I thought everything was fine and dandy. And then my boyfriend at the time and my friends were like, oh no, like you've turned into an utter bitch.
My inner
bitch was out in full force. And I realized, okay, I'm going to have to either take a different one or just stop it altogether. And I think I did try a different one, which was better for me. So that's the thing. There are lots of different options out there. It doesn't have to be, if that particular one doesn't work and you have mood swings, there are other options. So you should talk to your doctor about that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I've done all of the pills. Like, I've tried every different ranges. Some maybe, like put on
the whole
weight.
Shebang.
I've done every, like from the age of 16, I think I've tried every single different pill. Ones that gave me water retention, ones that made me too skinny. I think the one that made me too skinny made me a moody cow as well.
Oh, which one's that? I want to take that one. Get you a bit of gas over here.
I had no butt, no boobs. I was like, I don't feel feminine enough right now in this situation. And then I found a really good one that was like out my skin, but then made me like, I don't know. There's all different things that do different things to you. So I think it's good to try all different pills to see what they do. And then I think I stuck to the one that I just really found that went well. But there is other things and other options, but I always think you should try them. Also, like condoms and everything like that is still a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, still a thing, and also has the added benefit of protecting you from STDs.
Yeah, so be safe when doing things. Also, like, I can't wait until men can, like, have a contraception. Oh, I suppose a condom is really, isn't it? But, like, a pill or something, do you think?
They're working on it. They've been working on it for years. They say they're working on it, right? Yeah. But they still haven't quite developed it. And I'm wondering how many of them would actually say, yeah, I'm going to take that. Yeah, sure. No worries.
That's the thing.
I just feel like there's such an emphasis on women when it comes to contraception that I could see a lot of men. I know there's some open-minded men out there, though, who probably would be down for the cause. But then, I feel like a lot of them, I feel like that would be, there'd be a big argument between many couples between, you know, over who should take what pill.
That is true. And also because it's always been like, I don't know, tested and tried on women, maybe it'd be a bit risky and sort of thing for men. Like, what if they just start getting mood swings or like...
We wouldn't want that, would we?
No, I mean...
Who wants to deal with that?
They'd
rather have to deal with our own.
Massively. I mean, when they've got a man flu, my God.
No, I'm not dealing with a man on hormones. extra crazy hormones running wild. In that way, at least. Then there's also, you know, the IUD. I don't know much about, like, these other forms, to be honest, but there are other options out there. Mm.
Yes.
And isn't there some sort of a patch?
You can...
Is there a patch?
I think so. Oh, I don't know. I couldn't say for sure.
Yeah.
But there's, like, an insert in your arm, isn't there, and things like that. And
is there?
That you could insert and get... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. The point is there are lots of options out there, so don't worry about the moodiness you're getting with this particular pill. I would say first, you know, try out some other ones and talk to your doctor because, you know, they're the experts on that. They'll be able to give you some good advice.
Exactly. And also the fact that you're lucky that we can try loads of different things. It's quite good, really, isn't it?
It is. All right, Lucy. So hopefully that helps a little bit. Because that is all we've got time for on this extra lippy, you know, short and sweet. But thank you guys for listening. With me, Sharon Carpenter, and my dear friend, Georgie Porter. We'll be back with a full episode on Tuesday next week.
Subscribe, rate and review, and follow us on @TheMissyPorter and @SharonCarpenter, because we'd love to hear things. We love you sliding our DMs. We think it's great. And also tell us all of your dilemmas. Yeah, thanks.
That's it. We will see you for a full episode on Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.